This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people who listen and apply. Ameen. Today in our episode of Jar, just a reminder, it's a reminder always for myself first and for my beloved brothers and sisters. It's extremely important because we will be discussing our relationship with the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our relationship with the Quran. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlike any other book. It is the timeless speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the study guide for our life, for our death, and everything that we need to survive in this dunya. You know, when you buy a computer, it comes with a manual. When you buy anything, furniture, it comes with a manual. The manual of this life on earth is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, I will mention few things about the Qur'an, few virtues of the Qur'an to encourage us to strengthen our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, he said, the Qur'an is a proof for you or against you. Now I want you to pause for a second and assume that today is my last day in this dunya. Khalas, I'm gonna die tomorrow. Let's assume. Would you feel that the Quran will be a proof for you or a proof against you? If today my life ended, would the Qur'an be a proof for me or a proof against me? What does that mean? That means, are you neglecting it? Are your actions contradicting it? Are you heedless about its orders and prohibitions? Are you pondering upon it? When was the last time you decided to ponder, not just read, ponder upon the Qur'an? Take an ayah, read it slowly, go around for the tafsir, look at the tafsir of it, see how far are you from applying it. When was the last time we did that? So if I am in constant contact in the Qur'an and I'm trying and struggling and striving to learn the Qur'an and study the Qur'an and read the Qur'an, that means inshallah the Qur'an will be a proof for me on the Day of Judgment. But if I'm neglecting it, I open it only when I'm going through so much hardship and trouble. I open it or I hear it only when I'm in a funeral or somewhere like that. No. Your relationship with the Quran is very weak and needs to be fixed. So we want to try to make the Qur'an a proof for us, so we have to strengthen our relationship with the Qur'an. And we will mention that at the end, inshaAllah ta'ala. Second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is also in Sahih Muslim, he said that read the Qur'an, for indeed it will come on the Day of Judgment as intercessor, it will intercede for its companions. The Qur'an will intercede. The Qur'an will tell, Ya Allah, this person, this Muslim, this Muslima used to read me all night. This person used to ponder upon my verses. This person used to struggle and strive to apply the ayat as much as they can. So it will intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know on that day, we need every kind of intercession. How about the intercession of the Qur'an? So now again, I want you with every single point I'm mentioning to ask yourself, now, at the present time, if I die, would the Quran intercede for me? Or my relationship with the Quran is on you know, on a certain occasions in Ramadan only, or at that time only, or subhanAllah. So the Quran will intercede for the person who dedicated a lot of time to read it and understand it. Third, subhanAllah. Rasulullah SAW, and we all know this hadith. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. Whoever reads a letter of the Quran, he will get a reward. And every reward is multiplied by 10. And I'm not saying Alif, Lam, Mim as a letter, but Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. So my brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And if I say Alif, Lam, Mim, 30 hasana, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. If I read one page, you're talking about thousands of hasanat. Thousands of hasanat. But we discussed that many, many times before. The difference between Jannah and Nar is one hasana. One hasana. One letter of the Quran. Huh? So if the deal was if you read every letter in the Quran, you will get $10. Would you stop reading the Quran? You would read the Quran day and night, right? Even when you're driving, you read the Quran. $10? Allahu Akbar. So if I say 10 words, I get $100? SubhanAllah. So I read pages and pages because I'm seeing instant gratification. تحبون العاجلة. You love the instant gratification. No, my brothers and sisters, we are the people who يؤمنون بالغيب. We believe in the unseen. And we want the highest place in Jannah. We want Jannah. When we take people to the grave, they do not take any of those dollars with them, but they take those hasanat with them. They take the hasanat with them, and those hasanat will light up the grave, will make the grave spacious, subhanAllah. So every letter is 10 hasana. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Qur'an many names in the Qur'an. The Qur'an is called many beautiful attributes. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Qur'an ruh. وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا. In Surah Ash-Shura, Allah said that the Quran is a ruh. It's an inspiration. It's a mercy. Subhanallah. So the person who does not have Quran in them has no ruh. He's living a body without a soul. Subhanallah. It's like a body without a soul. Life without the Quran is like a body without the soul. Another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it three things in one ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allahu Akbar. The Quran, my brothers and sisters, is shifa. It's a cure. He mentioned shifa, Huda and Rahma, guidance and mercy. My brothers and sisters, listen carefully. The Quran is a shifa. You are sad, you are depressed, you are stressed. The Quran is your cure. You have problem with your spouse, the Quran is your cure. You have problem, a financial problem, the Quran is your cure. You are in debt, the Quran is your cure. You are in jail, the Quran is your cure. You are sick, the Quran is your cure. The Quran is the cure to the whole ummah. Wallahi, if we know how to deal with the Quran, you will feel the shifa. And it's rest when you read it. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. When we read the Quran, we feel the tranquility and the peace. Right? And the Quran is guidance. Like Allah mentioned it. Allah, the Quran is our guide to the rahmah of Allah and to the Jannah. And the Quran is mercy, subhanAllah. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Quran Nur. It's the light. Imagine yourself, you are in a room that is completely dark and you are looking for the exit. A huge, let's say it's a 1,000, 2,000 square feet room. And you're looking for the exit and there's no speck of light. SubhanAllah. So you're looking and you're going left and right and you're hitting everywhere. When the light is on, you immediately notice everything in the room. The Quran is the nur of our life. Without the Quran, wallahi, we will not be able to make any proper decision. The Quran is what takes us from the darkness to the light. The Quran, Allah called it nur. It should be a nur in your life. It should be a nur in your life. Anytime you have some darkness, dark thoughts, immediately open the Quran. Open the Quran, which brings us to the next name. Allah called it, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum. Allah called it burhan. It's a dalil, it's an evidence. In the Quran, it's an answer to all your worries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, you find the answer, who is Allah? You will find the answer, where is Allah? You will find the answer, how to get to Jannah? You will find the answer, how to please Allah? You will find the answer for your inheritance, divorce, anything you need, it's in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wanna explain it to non-Muslims, in the Quran. Somebody's debating and accusing Islam with wrong accusations. What is the answer? The Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. In Surah Al-Furqan, amazing ayah, profound ayah. Allah said, and nothing they come to you, no question they come to you, except we will reveal to you the truth and provide you with the best explanation. This is ayah in the Quran. Allah said, no matter what they come to you with, any kind of accusation, any kind of all this that we hear right now, accusing Islam of this and that. Read the Quran, understand the Quran, you will find the best answer to them. The best answer, and you will find the haqq, the truth. Because everything that they're saying about the Quran, they are saying falsehood. SubhanAllah. The Quran is a ni'mah. The Quran is a blessing from Allah. Allah blessed our ummah by giving it the Quran, subhanAllah. Allah said, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِظَكُمْ بِهِ. The Quran is the best blessing that we have in our life, subhanAllah. And the Quran, not only that, it is the best speech ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith in Surah Al-Zumar. It is the best speech. It calms you down. It gives you hasanat. It shows you the right way. Everything is in the Quran. And finally, akhwan, you can be from the best of people when you strengthen your relationship with the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you, the best of you. Who's saying this? The best man ever. The best of you is the one who learned the Quran and teach the Quran. SubhanAllah. So my brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is around the corner. Not only in Ramadan, let's Ramadan be a stage, a preparation for what's going to come after it. Please, please, please. From now, make a schedule between you and the Quran. Do not let a day pass by without reading any portion of the Quran, even if it is just one page. But do not leave the Quran. Do not desert the Quran. Do not be from the people who have deserted the Quran. 3 pages after every salat. If you do 4 pages after every salat, you will finish one juzu per day. That means you will finish the whole Quran in 1 month. Allahu Akbar. 4 pages. 4 pages. Or if you can't, do 2 pages. That will make you finish the Quran in 2 months, the whole Quran. Take one surah, ya akhi. Take one surah, one of those small surahs that you have memorized, and ponder, think about it. Check why it was revealed. What does these words, what do they mean in English or in your own language? Please establish something with the Quran. Wallahi, you know, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, before he died, he said, I wish I spent all my life just studying the Quran. Allahu Akbar. The Quran is our light, it is our it's a mercy. The Quran is our guide. The Quran is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal that will lead us to His pleasure. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make the Quran the spring of our hearts. I ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make the Quran beloved to our children. Establish the love of the Quran in our children's life from when they are kids, even small surahs. Let them memorize it, repeat it constantly. Show them that you are. Let's sit down once a week, wallahi ya akhwan. Once a week, sit down with the kids. Let's open the Quran and memorize all of us one small surah. Let's explain قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ all together. Subhanallah. It will strengthen the relationship of the family and strengthen the relationship of the kids with the Quran. I ask Allah to make the Quran intercede for us in the Akhirah. I ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make us from the people who learn the Quran, understand the Quran, and implement the Quran in our life. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Jazakum Allah khair. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.